You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I want to go get into the Word, or I will be reading Genesis, all right, then Genesis chapter 1. Okay, why don't we read it all together? The count of 3, 1, 2, 3, go. Then God said, let us make... All right, hold it there. Hold it there. All right, next verse, please. Let all the men, all right, declare this. 1, 2, 3, go, all men, go. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we ask of you that you bless the preaching of your word. And Lord God, thank you that truly, Lord God, your presence is here. Lord God, thank you that you will speak to us for every man, every woman in this very place. So let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Please take your seat. Again, this is our third week, week in our series, OPM. OPM stands for what? Original Filipino Mindsets. Okay, yung una-una pong week namin, 2 weeks ago, pinag-usapan po namin yung mindset ng mga Pilipino na lusot, lakad, at lagay, all right? So, you know, it's not biblical, and sometimes we accept that as part of our culture. But again, for the record, it is not God's way, all right? Man is so creative, but yet once we use that creativity for our own benefit, then I believe we miss the will of God. It is something that God is against. So it's important for us to understand that all these mindsets are not really from God. Second week, which is last week, we did talk about the topic, kanya-kanya. Everybody say kanya-kanya. Okay, lalo-lalo na po sa bansa natin, we are 7,107 islands, and yet just because of the geographical way of God putting us together, talagang there's a big difference. There's what you call regionalism, and part of that, we have a different kind of thinking from north, south, east, and west. Part of that is because of the geography of where we are, and part of that is politically as well, that there's so many different nations who basically came here and influenced us, the Spanish, the Japanese, the Americans, and somehow or the other, okay, we got this idea of divide and conquer where we got it from them, and that's why we were taken advantage, and because of that, there's a lot of Filipinos back, as far as history is concerned, they were disloyal to the fellow Filipinos, okay, letting the Japanese and the Spanish, okay, pinagtuturo nila yung mga hindi dapat ituro na there was a betrayal on our part. And that because of that, there was a division and faction as far as history is concerned. And not only that, even spiritually, we were divided, that the enemy desires is for us not to be united. But yet, we did say that because of our differences, miski magkakaiba po tayo ng sa pinagalingan, personalidad, yung mga gifts po natin and talents, lalo-lalo na yan, masyadong yatang nasa spotlight ako. Alright? Miski magkakaiba po tayo, sinabi po natin last time na in Christ we can be different, yet we can be united. And only in Christ that God wants to fulfill that complete unity as Jesus prayed, Lord, I want them to come together in perfect and complete unity. And today, alright, we have a new topic and it's called, what's called? Okay, ano ginagawa nung... Okay, ang title po natin ngayon ay walang iba kundi Machonurin. Everybody say to your neighbor next to you, Machonurin. Tanong mo nga sa tabi mo, Machonurin ka ba? Okay, pag-usapan po natin itong klaseng pag-iisip na meron tayong mga Pilipino. Actually, walang lalaki na makapagsasabi na siya ay Machonurin. Alright? Kailangan po tanongin natin, hindi yung lalaki, pero tanongin natin yung asawa. Okay, ito po yung mga bagay-bagay na sa ating pag-iisip na akala natin, pinagtatawanan natin to, pero alam mo, it exists in the families. We've accepted the fact that in some areas, we began to be tolerant, but yet, we began to accept the fact that anybody in the house can be a leader. Your lola can be a leader. Your firstborn in the family can be a leader. Your wife can be a leader. I'm gonna explain that in a short while. But I want to go through this. The first thing that we need to realize when we talk about this is may tinatawag po tayong sa pamilya na tigas. Everybody say tigasin. O, pag sinabi natin tigasin, meron tinatawag tayong tiga sampay, tiga saing, tiga sandok, okay, tiga sundo ng mga bata. Okay, ito po yung tinatawag natin na under the saya. Alam ko sa panahon na ni Joel Carandang, okay, ito yung mga pinapanood nila, okay? Pag sinabi natin under the saya, yung mga late 70s, batang-bata pa ako niyan eh. Alright? Talagang, alright, si Vic Vargas, pag sinabing Andy or Andres de Saya, ayan po, si Vic Vargas. Ano ba yung Andres de Saya na tinatawag natin? Ano ba yung under de Saya? Ito po yung kind of mentality we're in. The woman or the wife is the one who leads the whole family. He is in dominant of everything. Where whatever the wife says, the man doesn't know the word no. What the man says is always yes. Kung ano mo sabihin ni misis, oo lang siya ng oo. Alright? Kung anong wish ni misis, miskin nahihirapan na, hindi makapagsabi yung lalaki na hindi or no. Parati niya sinasabi, sige na nga, yes. There's an example of this. Pastor Noel Landicho of one of our pastors in Galleria in Ortigas was explaining to us and sharing about his encounter with a fellow neighbor. And this neighbor by the name of Ed, they were, you know, on the road, okay, after, I guess, coming from the service, labas si Noel, Pastor Noel, tapos nandun si Ed, kay neighbor niya. Tapos usap sila ng konti, kapitbahay niya yun. Yung asawa ni Ed, all of a sudden, miglang sumigaw. Sabi niya, Ed, wag mo nang guluhin si Pastor Noel. Marami pang gagawin yan. Pasok ka na rito. Sabi ngayon ng kapitbahay niya na si Ed, sige, pasok na ako dyan. Tapos may usap pa rin sila, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Tapos sabi ganun ng asawa niya, Ed, ano ba? Wag mo nang guluhin si Pastor Noel. Marami pang gagawin niya, pumasok ka na rito. Una nga, sabi, papasok na ako. Sabi ganun ni Ed. Tapos sabi ganun ni Ed kay Pastor Noel, alam mo, Pastor Noel, sa totoo lang, ako ang hari sa bahay namin. Ako talaga hari. Pero yung asawa ko, siya yung alas. Kaya kailangan pumasok na ako sa bahay namin. No? So, wala siyang choice. So, I know it's really a true story. But there is such thing as under desire. Meron din naman, because of our culture, wherein it has something to do in the spiritual, in the religious. Since, diba, we grew up very religious, and of course, part of that is Catholicism, where most of us came from that, diba, lineage. You know, we begin to worship Mary, we begin to pray to Mary, and do you realize there is an effect in the house when Mary is the one at whom we prayed to? In fact, the matriarchal side of this is that the leader of the house is the man. The man is the image, all right? Is the leader of the house. Ano lang siya? Image lang siya doon as a leader. But yet, the one who controls the house are the ladies, or precisely the wife. Okay, the wife is the one who works for them. The wife is the one who keeps the money of the house. The wife is the one who encourages and motivates the husband. Sige na, kaya mo yan. Ano, sweetheart, sige. Paligiwan mo na si, ano, yung mga bata. Okay, hatid mo na sila. No, really, this is happening. Alright? Kumbaga, image lang yung guy being the head of the family, but the one who runs the household is what? The wife. Think about that. And this is happening. Another sad kind of mentality is not just the maturing kind, but the one who we call it the militaristic type of leadership, where in this time naman, the man is the leader of the house and the man is in control. In fact, he's that kind of person who dictates everything. Na talagang black and white, there's no middle ground. Pag sinabi ng tatay, sinabi ni nung asawa, ganito mangyayari, eto mangyayari, walang choice yung mga anak, walang masabi yung asawa. Kasi kung ano sabihin ng lalaki, lahat kailangan gawin, kung hindi, pikaparusahan. And this is also existing in the families of Filipinos. So in other words, this guy is what? Yes, he is dictator. Okay, he has the stern, authoritative kind of role in the family. And today we're talking about all these faults. I believe, okay, the first two falls on what we call machonurin. Everybody say machonurin. What is machonurin? Well, machonurin is where we get the first word macho, which is the macho leadership, the masochism, authoritarian, leader, tyrant kind of a person. And yet, at the back of it, there is what you call the sunurin type, wherein he's submissive, subdued under desire, or wherein he is subdued and controlled by women. Let me tell you for the record, nothing's wrong for women to be strong. There are women who have strong personality. Am I right? I begin to see that in my own daughter. Okay, I don't know where she got that, but I think on my side, on the Constantino side, the side of my wife, is they're very gentle and very cooperative and very kind. That's why, praise God, I end up with my wife, all right? Imagine na lang kung ako strong, tapos asawa ko strong din. Kung madada ako, madada rin siya. E, paano na yun? Baka siguro hindi yata mag-work, Pastor Earl, no? Buti na lang ganun yung asawa ko. But, you know, I begin to see my daughter was really strong. I mean, if she says, I don't like this, then she doesn't like it. But I have to constantly tell her, sweetie, who's the boss here? Daddy. Whatever daddy says, okay, you gotta obey. Why? Because daddy's the boss. Okay, ba yon? So nothing's wrong with you being strong. In fact, we appreciate you. You know, some of our volunteers have that strong personality. But I guess the dominance, the leadership, should be given to men. But yet, you women are leaders. You're supportive leaders. And we share that leadership, especially at home in the family. And even here. Okay, I look forward to one day we're going to have lady preachers. All right, one day we're going to have lady preachers, lady pastors. Yes, ladies can be pastors. Kaya may mga iba dito, di ba, may tinatag tayo ng pastora. Parang sino kaya magiging unang pastora ng Victory Metro East? Abangan po natin sa susunod na kabanata, okay? Tingnan po natin yan. But anyway, let me go through this. Here's what the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2. Verses 7 and 8, here's what God says. The Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. It is so important that at the onset, the Lord wants to create somebody like him that comes from his own image. If there's anything that the Lord wants to create, it is somebody like him. He created man, he breathed towards the dust and became man, a human being. So in other words, every man that you see around here, every woman, let me tell you this, whether you like their face or not, it doesn't matter anyhow, that person is created in the image of God. Can you say amen? God breathed life unto us. That's why it's called the God kind of life. It's called Zoe. The life of God was basically imparted upon us when he breathed on us. Because there's something about man that God wants to fulfill our very lives. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, gives us an account of man understanding, having the biblical role in his life. We're going to go through this. It says here, the Lord God took the man, okay, he took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man. He said to the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die. All right? Isa sa mga kailangan natin makita na when God created man, there was life, the life of God in there. And yet, part of that is when God created the whole earth, the world, part of that, there is a role given to man. And that this is something important that we need to know, understand, and study. The first role of a man that's mentioned here is that the Bible says the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden. In other words, first things first, number one, man was given authority to lead. Everybody say authority to lead. The Lord God gave man, just like him, the right, the power, the authority to lead. In other words, right from the very beginning, through Adam, when he created Adam, there was such thing as leadership being released upon man. And I want you to understand today that every man is destined for greatness. Every man, every male in the house, right here, right now, I'm talking to you men, there is what you call leadership calling in your life. That I believe, yes, we got to know the skills of leadership. We got to develop and empower when you talk about leadership. But I just want you to know You were born for greatness. You're destined for greatness. And part of that greatness is what you call leadership. Can all the men say amen? Can all the women say amen? Great. That's why in us, there's what you call a kingly anointing. All right? Hindi pwedeng ang lalaki hindi maglilid. There is a factor here innate in you that God created for you to be a leader. When we say us being king, men, I'm talking about the men today, what does it mean? God called us to be an example. Part of the authority God given us is the authority to set an example, to set the trend, to set the pace, to set what kind of atmosphere you want in the house, especially if you're a husband, especially if you're a dad. God has given you the power, the authority to lead your household, to lead your kids, to lead your wife in the way that God wants it. There's something about in you. If you don't know, God has called you to be a leader. That's why you got, as part of leadership, men needs to initiate. Everybody say, initiate. Dapat ganun tayo. Tayo yung starter. Kaya dapat kayo mga lalaki, nakaupo kayo sa harapan, hindi sa likod. Dahil lalaki ka eh. Hello? Kung di ka lalaki, okay lang. Kasi tayo, lalo na tayo, di ba dati, gusto natin pag-a-attend tayo, uy, go to church, gusto natin, andito ako sa likod, wow. Yes, sure, peace, man. Peace, sure, peace be with you. Peace be with you. Sinahanap mo yung, uy, okay to chick na to. Wow, cool to. Uy, may peace pa. Oh. Papakit tayo sa likod, di ba? Kasi hindi natin alam na part of what God has done in our lives is what? What do you call leadership? That's why men needs to set an example. Can you say amen? And if you're a husband here, I have a good news for you. Here's what the Bible says for you. It says here in Ephesians chapter 5, submit to one another out of reverence of Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church. Verse 24, now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husband in everything. Hold it there. Listen, husband, you don't command your wife to submit to you. You don't impose to your wife, hello, when the going gets tough, here you are, you're trying to exert your leadership by telling your wife, you know, the Bible says you submit to me. Sorry, my friend, you're absolutely wrong. You can't do that. If you do that, you're not leading your wife. Labang nitong pastor na to, nakakalalaki to. Parang gusto ko yata nito, suntukan mamaya sa likod eh. Mamaya na lang, mamaya po, mamaya, mag-practice muna ako. Alright, pwede, mamaya. Mali yatang service na pinuntahan ko. Dapat noong 10 a.m. ako, o kaya yung... Mali yatang service yung pinuntahan ko ngayon eh. Let me talk to you husbands. Here's what Jesus said. Alright? Verse 25. You husbands, how many husbands do we have here? You're not sure if you're a husband, alright? But you're married. Alright? Okay, you're not admitting that. Okay, you have a fight with your wife this morning. Husbands, love your wives. Can all the wives say amen?
Amen.
Okay. Just as Christ loved the church. How would you love your wife as Christ loved the church? Here's what Jesus says. He loved the church by what? Giving himself up for her. He sacrificed. I want to remind you, when you start courting your wife, what do you do? Madaling araw yan, hirap ka na, gagawin mo at gagawin mo lahat para makuha siya at siya lang, wala nang iba. Hello? Men, husbands, after 5 years of marriage, 10 years, do we have the same fire, same passion? Here's what the Bible says. You love your wives the way you love the church. As Jesus loved the church, sacrificially. Not just sacrificially, faithfully. You know what faithfully means? No number two. No hint of anyone, just your wife. She's the only one. Why? Because Jesus was faithful to love his church. To make her holy, cleanse her by the washing with the water through the word. And to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain, wrinkle, or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. We are commanded to love and lead, number one, your wives. Can all the husbands say a big amen?
Amen.
Importante ho natin malaman yan. Bakit? Kasi alam mo, pag nag-asawa na tayo, may mga anak na tayo, paminsan napaka-familiar na. The other side of being a king is being a leader can be domineering, can be dominating, like the militaristic. Kahit anong inisip natin, decision natin, tayo yung masusunod. No. Guys, listen. Your wife is a leader's way. My wife is a leader, and she is a support leader. If there's anything that I do, okay, major decision, I don't just do it, I consult my wife. Honey, why don't we pray about this? Is it okay? How much are we going to give to our building fund? Is that okay? Because, honey, kailangan natin to eh. Ano ba yung faith natin? And whoever has the big amount wins. What's your amount? Oh, I have this amount. Ah, okay. Ah, parang baba na faith ko. Laki pala na faith mo, honey. Oh, sige, yun na lang. Yun ang bibigay natin. We consult. I consult my wife. Why? Because she's a God-given person for me. She's not a helper, as in helper na katuling. No, she is a what? We shared leadership. She is a companion. She is my friend. I don't treat her. We're, a lot of men today would treat them, okay, ako yung lalaki. Ako masusunod. Sino may sabi sa inyo? Hello. You gotta treat your wife the way Jesus wants it. Amen ba tayo dyan? Patahimik kayo. 1 Peter or 2 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives. Treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, hallelujah, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. How many of you believe that there are promises that the Lord has given you and you're praying for those promises in your family, in your businesses, in the future, inheritance, whatever that is? You want the promises to be fulfilled? Men, husbands, here's what the Bible says. Men, consider your wife as the weaker vessel. Be considerate. Respect. Hello, not domineering. Are you here with me? Huwag niyo pansinin niya, ulan. Okay, ulan lang yan. It's so important for us to treat our wives and treat them with respect. Why? Because that's what Jesus wants. Because if you don't, I want to assure you, whatever you've been praying, it's being hindered. You know why? You're not treating your wife well. Are you here, men? Can I hear a big amen? Amen? It is so important for us to treat our wives the way God wants it. Secondly, it says here, to work at it. Man was given the authority, but secondly, man was not just given authority, but man was given responsibility to provide. All right? Where man is what? A cultivator or a worker. Everybody say cultivator. Everybody say worker. Alam mo, it's innate of man that we love to work. All right? We want work. We want to excel. We want to cultivate. We want to work things out in our lives. Why? Because that's part of God-given responsibility. That's part of who we are. But how come today men are what? Katambay. Hello, nasa bijoke. Hello, chemist, what's chemist? Huh? Chemist is kumaasa. Baka mamaya nagloloto pa rin tayo mga kapatid. Hello, baka nakikipila kayo para kumuha ng loto. Hello. O baka iba sa inyo talagang pipila pa sa umaga. Gusto yung pakinggan, di buo araw nyo pag di nyo papakinggan. Eric on the outside. Here comes Jackie Mark. Listen to this. Men, you were given responsibility to work and to provide. Are you here with me? Here's what the Bible says, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives us, you men in particular, the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, for He swore to your forefathers as it is today. You're looking for a job? You know what? Jesus has one for you. Why are you looking for outside of the Philippines, wherein you're leaving your family? Okay. Guys, listen, not because there's an open door outside the Philippines for a job, you'll take it. Eh, kasi, open door, is it? Question is that God's will? Is leaving your family God's will? Hello? Better think twice. You better pray. You better fast. You're talking about the future of your kids. If they're going to grow up without a dad in the house, let me tell you, you know what? When they grow up, they're looking for a love that you didn't provide because you were not there. They're going to end up with a jerk. Kaya ang dami nabubuntes eh. Because men today are not in the house. Men today never trusted God with this. That part of who we are is we work. We provide. Hello. It's innate in men. Nakakalala ka talaga itong pastor na ito. Yabang. Pakakan ko ito mamaya eh. Okay lang ho. Sabi po ng Bible, hindi lang to work, to take care of it. Meaning, man was also given, number three, the identity to protect. Part of who we are is what? We are warriors. We are defenders. Kaya nga yung mga tayo, mga lalaki, gusto natin challenge. Diba gusto natin, walang challenge, parang boring naman. Gusto natin gulo, kaya nga paminsan, dungis-dungis natin. Diba, sino ba yung, diba gusto natin game? Because we want to win. How many here wants to win? That's part of who we are. Hindi kayo nandito ka lang, ayaw mo mabasa, ay dito kasi mababasa tayo. Dito lang tayo, hintayin natin yung ulan, o payong pa. O, hello? Part of who we are is we want to defend and protect the women. Alam niyo ba mga men, yung mga women, minamahal yan. Inaaruga yan. Hello? We should take good care of the women. Hindi binabastos yan na feeling mo may drive ka. Ha? Inaaliga mo? Ha? Anong ginagawa nyo? Married ka na ba? But everybody's doing it, so what? Are you a son of God? Hello? If you're gonna open your life to women, but are you trying to flirt around? Are you trying to defraud a person, a lady? And you call yourself a Christian? You call yourself a man of God, a protector, and you don't even know how to take care of her? Gusto mong aligan? Gusto mong makascore? Especially some of you single men? I want to warn you here. That person that you have, if you have somebody here with you, that's God's child. That's God's child. You need to take care of her. Hello? Lala, babae, tinaaruga yan. Nire-respeto yan. Kinagalang yan. Kung sa mundo ganon, hindi tayo ganyan. We know how to take care of them. Let the world see how we treat lives of women here in the church. And they'll say, that's the man that I really want. Laban talaga ito, pastor na to. Pahan ko ito talaga mamaya. Sobra na yan eh. Pahan ko, ayabang, kala mo kung sino. Ito po sinasabi ni Lord. Warrior tayo eh. We warriors wants to save the queen. Our queen, if there's anybody, you'll do everything you can to win her over. We want challenge, man. Let the best man win. Let's do it. That's part of us. We don't give up a fight. But at the end of the day, if it will not work out, we are gentlemen. We admit, oh man, I lost. That's fine, man. Come on. The world is looking for real men. That's why 1 Corinthians chapter 8:16, here's what the Bible says. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of what? Courage. Sabi ba, be a coward? No, be men of courage. Be strong. In other translation, here's what he says. Be watchful. Stand firm. Watch your ways. Watch the way you treat ladies. Watch out if there's lust coming inside of you. You better watch yourself first. Don't watch others. You watch yourself. Are you here with me? Stand firm in the faith. Act like what? Dogs? What? Act like? Men. How many men do we have in the house? Lift up your hands. Maybe you're not sure. That's fine. How many men do we have here? Lift up your hands. Here's for you. All right? You might be in the wrong service. You might not like me. That's okay. I don't expect you to like me, but I expect you to love me. Hello? Sorry. Truth hurts, but the truth sets you free. Hello? Be faithful, watchful, act like men. Be a leader. Be a protector. Provide. Are you here with me? What's the point here? What's the point? Time is up. All right. You know what's the point? You know the reason why there was sin in the first place? The reason why sin came into the house. Because men gave up. Hand over. Men abdicated. Men relinquished. Men gave up their leadership role because women started to deal with the enemy. When the serpent was dealing with the woman, where was man's leadership? When the serpent was talking and deceiving the woman, where was man being the protector? And the Bible says, the woman saw the fruit, it was pleasing to the eye. It was so lustful, he wants to crave for wisdom. You know what? He took some and gave it to the husband. Where was man? That man being a provider, akala ko ba siya yung magbibigay noon? Eh bakit siya? He should have get into the way and say, look, why are you talking to the lady? You talk to me. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? You want to deal with her? You deal with me. You deal with the man of the house. Are you here with me, friends? Are you here with me, men? The reason sin came into the picture, because men relinquished, gave up his leadership role. And that's why every man, there's a problem. That's why I thank God. Oh boy, I thank God I got saved. I thank God the Lord dealt with my pride. The Lord dealt my religious pride that I thought I'm cool, I'm okay, I have this and that. No, I am nothing and nobody apart from Christ. I thank God Jesus came into the picture. Why am I saying this? Man, look at this. Everybody listen up. Every male here, every man, listen to me. God will hold men accountable in leading our family. If you're a husband here, if you have your own family, if you're a dad here, I want to tell you this. I don't know what kind of life. I hope you're creating that spiritual atmosphere. I hope you're praying for your kids. I hope you are the one setting the trend for spiritual leadership and not just coming in every Sunday for prayer to receive God's word. I hope you open your Bible and show and pray to your kids. Pray for your family. Why? Because you are the men of the house and you are the leader there. And you create that atmosphere of spirituality so that all these demons cannot come to that house because of your leadership. Are you here with me? Hindi ako galeta. Romans chapter 5. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sin. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if many die by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace? And the gift that came by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many. For by the trespass of one man, death reigned through one man. How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace, not only that, and the gift of righteousness, reign in life once again through that one man, Jesus Christ. Folks, listen, we all have problems with our manhood, but it's only one person who could change us, who could help us lead. In 1 Corinthians, here's what it says. Now, I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ. The head of every man is Christ. If the head of every man here is Christ, then it's possible. It's possible to regain it. It's possible to recover it. It's possible for us to be faithful. It's possible for us to be right. It's possible for us to be pure. It's possible for us to be just. It's possible for us to be honest. It's possible for us to have that character that a lot of people are seeking for. It's possible for us to lead once again the way Jesus wants it, if every man is under Christ. And the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Christ is the ultimate example of what leadership and what manhood is all about. I'm saying that again. Christ is the ultimate example of leadership and manhood that man needs to seek for. And let me tell you this, I don't care. I don't care whatever happened in the past. The enemy went in. Maybe family was destroyed. Maybe some of you grew up without a dad. And you've been searching for your identity. And that's why you're here. God brought you here. You know what I'm saying? Because God wants to restore that manhood, that identity of leadership, that you being protector and warrior, at the same time provider, the Lord wants to restore it. And some of you here, let me tell you, because the devil wants to break you, destroy you, it was a mess. I don't want to go to details. But you know that you need to be restored in your manhood, your leadership. Let me tell you this. You might have the business that you have. You might have all the money you've got. You'll not be able to bring that if you die, I'm sorry to say. You might be consumed with that. But let me tell you, your heart is a mess. Your marriages is a mess. Your kids, they're not right with God. You know why? Because men are not taking leadership. And for God to restore that, it's only through Christ. Because Jesus is the ultimate source and example of what leadership and manhood is all about. Can you say amen? I want us to pray right now. I want to pray for all the men in the house today. Is that okay? Is that okay, ladies? We'll pray for the men. For the men. Can all the men stand up, please? All the men, please rise up. I want to pray for you. Even that boy there. How old are you? How old are you? 12. Wow. I have a son who's also 12. There are young people there. You know, I like that. I like, man. You know, that's why there's hope for the Philippines. How many of you believe in that? There's hope. in our own nation. There's hope in your families. If only men would realize this. And God is not true. All of you men here, God is not true. He will fulfill what He started in your lives. Can all of you guys lift your hands up? I just want to pray for you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for every man in the house. Thank you whether they're young people, they're teenagers, they might be 8 years old, but yet they're male. Father, you said that, a person said, being a man is a matter of choice. Being a male is given. We choose to be a man. We choose to be like Christ. We choose Christ to lead us. Father, I'm asking you that every man here, that this is not just a challenge, but this is something that they need to ponder and realize that when we come face to face with you, pride melts. All our achievement melts. Lord, we want you, Lord God, to take over our lives. Lord, we want you to lead us, Lord Jesus. We want you to disciple us. Enable us, Lord God, to be examples. Enable us to serve and protect, even treat the ladies in the right way. Enable us to initiate. Enable us to know who we are as leaders, as protectors, as warriors of our own families. Father, I pray that you release, Father God, that anointing. Release that strength. Release that grace, that wisdom that we need every single day of our lives. And Lord God, I pray that you will be an example. There will be no one else. So Father, I bless this man. Thank you for their lives. Lord, be with them, Father God. Show them the right way in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And everyone would say, amen. Everyone, listen up here. Guys, listen. If you're coming here, some of you, I really don't know. You don't know me, all right? Hindi naman ako sigaho. Mabait po ako. Tao. I just preach God's word. That's the authority of God's word. I just want you to know, you know, the reason why there's hope. I look forward. Our nation is going to be great again. You know why? Because of you. Because of you. If you'll be faithful, if you'll be honest, if you'll be under the Lordship of Christ, then let me tell you, your lives, your families, your wives, your children will never be the same again. I salute you. Continue to live in faith and serve God. Amen? Can we just give a big, big hand towards these people? All the women, rise up, please. All the women, join us. I didn't do this in the previous service, but I just also want to do this. All the ladies, can I speak? You know, we're over time. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. All right? I'm out of time, not over time. But all the ladies who are here today, you know what? I have a wife. And she's the only one for me. And I also have a daughter. And I just want to say that I want to talk to you as a pastor. All right? You know, my faith, my hope for you is that really you will end up with the right guy. Don't you ever give in to any jerks out there. Don't you ever give in to any person who's not a Christian. Unless you want Satan to be your father-in-law, that's okay. Don't you ever do that. It's a mess. We're counseling people who ends up with that, who could live the rest of their lives. Their spouses are not. That's why I'm telling you right now, we're in this together. As a pastor, I want to say this to you. My faith and my hope that you'll be wise, that you'll choose what's right for you. That there is a hope for you. There is a God-given person for you. God knows what's best for you. And I just want to pray for that. Amen? And everybody lift up our hands. Everybody lift our hands. I just want to pray a general prayer. Father, as we lift our hands today, thank you that you are the example, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for the ladies in the house. Lord, they're precious. Lord God, they need men to lead them. And Father, I just pray that, Lord, enable them to submit, to support. And yet, Lord God, I pray for their future, that their future is secure, that there is a man out there for them. I pray for that godly man, Lord God, to show up and even not to be confused by his own choice. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, show that person, that man for them, Lord God, that they will not compromise with their faith, but all the more they're going to wait for the right time. Father, I pray that you bless every man, every woman in the house. Be with them, Lord. Let your favor rest upon them. Protect them, Father God, especially this week. I pray for the blood of Jesus. that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Whatever that is, rain, floods, whatever that is, we'll be untouchable in the name of Jesus. And everyone would say a big, big amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. God bless you all. Thank you.